We also heard this week from our usual assortment of classes, starting with Mr. Holmes' fifth grade class at Roosevelt Elementary School in Virginia, Minnesota.
Hello, my name is Sophie Heinrichs. This is our Roosevelt Elementary Phonology Report, Tuesday, January 10th, 2017. Silver Lake steamed like a hot bowl of soup in the sub-zero temperatures we had last week. Lizzie reports that the cold mist drifted over the east side of the lake and coated every tree, bush, street sign, and parked car with thick white frost. It even coated the big silver maple trees outside our classroom window, and that's two blocks away from the lake. The trees were beautiful, and our town looked like a Christmas card for a while. It was so cold at my house that our Christmas cards on display froze to the window. The wind caught the lid and blew the dumpster over at Ethan's house. It was his job to set it up again, and that is not a fun chore. The same night, the power went out for 2 hours on Ely Lake. Ashley started getting bored for a while, and she wished she hadn't mentioned it to her mom because she made her go to bed, and it was only 7 o'clock. Emma observed that the cold weather didn't seem to bother the pigeons as they flew over her head, and she was shoveling snow by the Presbyterian Church. Mackenzie was shoveling too and saw a raven swoop down and pick up the piece of bread that a third grader had dropped on the ground. She lost sight of it as it flew north over Chestnut Street. Aiden and Austin lay down in the yard as it snowed on Sunday night and let the fluffy flakes land on their dark coats so they could get a close look at them. They could make out the different flake shapes clearly because the flakes were so big. Cersei forgot her gloves at home on Thursday and almost froze her middle finger while waiting for the bus. Luckily, she quickly got it warmed up again at school, and she's fine now. Mason was skating at the Worry Town Hall on Saturday, and boy, did he have a good time. It was very cold, but the ice was so perfect that it felt a lot warmer than it really was. That is our report for this week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, Sophie. A lot of nice imagery in there. I like the Silver Lake like a hot bowl of soup. What a nice picture.